Hey everyone, welcome to the Success by Design podcast. Today's topic is climbing the corporate chimney. So that's what we're talking about today as we go into the, you know, just a great week to spend with family, etc. Next week, we got Christmas coming up. So hey, before we get started, as always, if you need help in your career, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. I just checked, and over the past 30 days at Exec Upgrades, I believe we've had either 40 or 50 different offers come in. And people are hiring right now. Hiring has picked up. And I just want to say before I do this, hey, the week of Christmas, okay, is what, you know, everyone always says, when should I reach out to decision makers all the time? Because here's why. As a CEO, I know this, right? As a director, VP, or an executive, you know this. And what I really mean is, if you're going into Christmas, man, and you got some big business challenges you're dealing with, you got a big project coming up, you're missing key people, et cetera, man, it's hard to not think about on Christmas. It's hard to not think about on Christmas Eve. So just remember, if you're out there in a search right now, people need you, ladies and gentlemen. Corporate America needs you. Businesses need you to scale and grow. Right? So remember, any day is a good day to get in front of the decision maker. Let's talk a little bit about climbing this corporate chimney, though. Haha, play on words for Christmas time. What we're really talking about, hey, how do we navigate upward, even in the times of holidays, particularly during the holiday season, right? Just like Santa squeezing through tight spaces, moving up in the corporate world can't be a tight fit. It just requires strategy, effort, and the right tools. And that's what we're talking about today. The first thing we want to talk about, though, on this podcast today is, hey, what are your goals for next year? A part of continually climbing this corporate ladder, right, in life, okay, climbing it. Most people don't have a target. So if you're taking notes, I want you to write down, hey, what is your target? What is your target right now, okay? Like, what are you going after? If you're at a job where things are going well, what's your target to get promoted? Are you staying there? Are you leaving? When do you make that decision, right? How long have you been there, right? Most people don't take the time, right, especially around the holidays, to think about future planning. So what I want you to do is, this is a prime time because you typically have a couple days off. We got New Year's coming up. We got Christmas. You need to self-reflect, ladies and gentlemen, right? We have said this in a lot of podcasts. It's something that you should do daily. I try to do it daily. Hey, sometimes I miss. But around the holidays, when you have just a little bit of extra time, hey, that's important. Most people don't take the time to reflect on where they're at right now. And then most people don't take the time to say, hey, where am I going? And when am I going there? Food for thought. So definitely, if you're taking notes, you need to self-reflect around this time and replan your career goals for next year. Also, this is a phenomenal time to continue to strengthen relationships. How do we do that? Hey, do you mail out Christmas cards? Are you connected to people on LinkedIn? Now is just, hey, it's always good to stay top of mind. We talk about creating LinkedIn content all of the time. If you're a sales leader around sales in your personal life, it will serve you well throughout your career, trust me. But this is a great time too to send a thank you card or just a gracious note to maybe a mentor, someone you helped out in business, right? Someone that really comes to mind, right? People care when you show them that you care. So now's a good time to strengthen your professional networks. Check in with people. Hey, I was just thinking about you. You know, I know we're approaching Christmas, just checking in. How have you been? How's the family, etc. You know when most people network? When they need something, which is the worst time to network with people, right? We have all these people, you don't talk to anyone for 5 or 10 years, and then you're coming in, you're sliding into a LinkedIn DM, right? Hey, I need a new job. Do you know anyone who's hiring? Been like, geez, Alex, I haven't talked to you in 5 years. How have you been? Right? So, hey, remember, now's a good time to strengthen those relationships. Multiple people. What does Warren Buffett say? Hey, show me the 5 people you hang out with, right? I could probably tell a lot about your life. Okay? I'm sure if you've read any book on success, the people you surround yourself, you strengthen those relationships. Your network is your net worth. Remember, you should always be building your network, just like the holidays, just the same around the holidays, and continue to strengthen that. So make a list. If it's your first year doing this, who are 5 people? Let's keep it simple. Hey, 5 people. Who can I reach out and touch and say, hey, just checking in. Hey, you inspired me earlier in my career. Hey, thank you for your mentorship earlier. Okay? It'll serve you well. Now, Man, this could be a whole podcast topic, but I briefly want to talk about office politics specifically during holidays. There's a lot of holiday parties coming up, right? A lot of people traveling, a lot of people doing, you know, things, a lot of people doing stuff with their team. Hey, if you are a corporate leader, be responsible, right? And drink responsibly. Yes, I'm going to be your little coach and mentor for a second. Man, I've seen so many key leaders responsible for hundreds of people, thousands of people that maybe have too much to drink at a Christmas party and just doesn't end well. So remember, you are a leader and mentor if you're listening to this podcast for other people. They are going to look to you and see, what is this person doing during this, you know, holiday party? Are they getting smashed? Are they being belligerent, right? So, hey, drink responsibly, have fun with your team, right? They look up to you. So, hey, just real quick, very hard to navigate office politics, right, if you show up smashed to the Christmas party. During these times too, we need to make sure, okay, as we're approaching performance review time, right, because most companies just do it at the end of the year, okay, as we're approaching this performance review time, we have to say, how can we continue to gain recognition for our work? Okay, and ensure that our contributions are noticed, right? How can we specifically do that? In the military, what we did, man, I kept like a Google Doc each year, right? And I wrote down every time I did something, I planned something, I helped someone do something, etc. I would continually write those things down. So when it was time for my performance review, I already had a list and many bullets of like, here's what I did, here's the impact, here's the money I made, here's how I reduced something, made something better, that I could basically give to my boss who was managing, you know, a lot of people. So if you want your work, right, if you want recognition for your work, hey, that's your responsibility. Right? A lot of people think it's their bosses. Hey, your boss is not responsible for your career. You are, right? So if you want recognition for your work around these holidays right now, if you don't have that Google Doc or notes, right, you need to sit down and say, hey, what did I accomplish in 2025? Right? How can I bring that to my boss during performance review time? Remember, you have to make yourself visible. No one else is going to do that for you. Okay. Next, the gift of mentorship. If you're going through a hard time in your life right now, whether it's through your career, whether you're unemployed, whether you're dealing with stuff from family, etc., this is one thing that always makes me feel good. The gift of mentorship, right? No matter how you're feeling right now, there's just something about helping somebody else out there right now. So I would say, give the gift of mentorship to someone during this holiday season. Maybe taking an interest on a member of your team for their growth and development. Maybe it's someone else. Maybe it's someone within your network, right? But how can you give the gift of mentorship to other people to make you feel good and to make that individual help them develop? As leaders, we only typically, you know, we don't think about that a lot. How were you developed? You typically had people along the way that kind of helped you out, right? Your job is to do the same for others. Again, we already talked about it's a good time to reach out to mentors, right? Now, we're planning the end of the year. The next podcast, well, one of the upcoming podcasts, we definitely going to drill down about goals for the next year, right? And I'm going to plan my goals with you, so I'm excited to share that soon. But just remember, as we reflect on this year, right, what are things you did well? What are things you need to improve on? What are things you really need to improve on? What are they? Most people don't take that time, remember, to self-reflect. And if we don't, right, we're going to make the same mistakes next year. Remember, hey, a lot of people had setbacks this year. Businesses did, right? People did. They had, you know, setbacks. They had wins, etc. Hey, how can we learn from that, right, and take that into 2025? Remember, career growth, right? Is not a journey, right? Or is a journey, not a destination, right? I was blessed to spend a little bit of time with John Maxwell last week, right? And John Maxwell said, leaders develop daily, not in a day. I've echoed that multiple times throughout our communities, right? So remember, just like Christmas, right? Just like New Year's is coming, just like all this year, you need to make sure you're developing yourself every single day if you want to climb the corporate ladder. So many people underestimate what 5, 10, 15 minutes can do. Maybe it's a couple pages of a John Maxwell book. Maybe it's a video training course. Maybe you hooked up and invested in a mentor to get better at something, right? But remember, if you want to increase your value in corporate America, you need to put value into yourself. If you don't know, hey, John Maxwell's the law of the mirror, right? I have to think I'm valuable so that I can add that value to other people. How do I think I'm valuable? Hey, you have to keep investing in yourself. You have to keep gaining knowledge. You have to keep learning, right? And the minute you don't do that, you become stuck and stagnant in your career. So don't let that happen to you. So hey, these are just a couple tips I have for climbing the corporate ladder around the holidays, right? Remember, it's a prime time for reflection and goal setting, right? We talked about office politics, especially as we're approaching these holiday parties, okay? We talked about being visible, right? And writing down my recognitions because we got those performance reviews coming up. We talked about the gift of mentorship, dealing with setbacks, right? And developing daily. These are just a couple of the things that you need to do frequently to climb this corporate ladder. If you're watching this podcast, right, or listening to it, it's highly unlikely you're going to, you know, continue to do better in life without investing in yourself and learning new things. And this is likely not the last position you're ever going to be working at in corporate America as well, right? So remember, invest in yourself. You're worth it. Until next week, everyone, have a great time.